Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to Joe of Madison before we go back to the lines. Joe came up with a very important point that Mike Pence, as vilified as he is, showed some spine on January 6th. He refused to get in a car with his own Secret Service agents because they were under the control of the Trump Secret Service team. And they said, get in the car for your own safety. And they were going to drive him away. And without the vice president at the Capitol, under the Constitution, he's the one that's supposed to receive. And by the way, this is all ceremonial, even if he died. I mean, hell, he could dress up as a Revolutionary War soldier and stand there with a empty musket if he wanted to do a shtick. You know, I mean, this is all ridiculous. These certifications had already come in. But the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, if he weren't physically there to receive them, could easily have said, well, let's give this some thought. Let's brief it. We'll decide in June. The election was supposed to install Biden on January 20, and every month that Trump could buy staying in illegally gave him an argument, well, just keep me until 2024 and overturn the election that way in a sneaky, sneaky, sneaky way. So my view on Pence, and look, I think Pence is making a very big mistake. He's very conservative, not a guy I'd vote for. But the fact that he did that and the fact that he told Trump, no, I'm not going to overturn the election, the fact that Trump attacked him, so far he's been sucking up to Trump. Well, you know, we basically agree. Listen, if a guy said, hang Matt Flynn, and they put a gallows, and by the way, how long do you think it takes to construct the gallows? They didn't do that that morning. Are you kidding me? Somebody constructed that gallows and shipped it there, okay? And then the president said, kill the guy? I got news for you. Not only would I not suck up to the president, I'd go after him myself. And I'd say, you're a Russian agent, get out of my face. That's what I'd say. Now, Trump, Pence has a little quieter demeanor. But, you know, if he were simply, he was the vice president, if he simply were to go around the country saying, I just strongly disagree with Donald Trump, there are people there to hang me. And then they try to kidnap me in a car, my own Secret Service agents. And I said, no. And the one thing you can count on is I will stand up for the peaceful transition of power. If he only said that, he'd be the front runner. DeSantis wouldn't go anywhere. Nobody knows DeSantis. And it'd be him and Trump. And you know something? I think a lot of regular Republicans would go for Pence. Now, Pence, as I say, is extremely conservative. But I'm just looking for people in the Republican Party who aren't out to destroy our democracy. And that's why I mentioned Tommy Thompson, Tim Michaels in the Republican primary for governor in Wisconsin. And I'm mentioning Pence for nationally for standing up to Trump. Instead of going around saying it's a stigma that they tried to hang me, you own that. And you go and you say, there's nobody going to hang our democracy, and I'm not putting up with it. And as Joe pointed out, I think he had family there. I think he had his wife, maybe some kids. Somebody said his mom or something. I mean, that took guts not to whisk them all into a car and allow himself to be kidnapped. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Yeah, but on that subject real quick, it's kind of lame that you had to have Dan Quayle tell you what to do. Anyway,
that's true. That's true. Very true.
The person that I really think is amazing that I've heard in the last couple of weeks out of the Democrats. It's this young lady running for the House over in Michigan, I believe it is.
Oh, great. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, and the reason I bring that up, Matt, is this. I just heard the lamest excuse ever for not subpoenaing both Meadows, Mark Meadows, and Kevin McCarthy. The January 6th committee is not doing that presently and probably won't. Because they're afraid, the Democrats, of what the Republicans might do if they get into power next fall. Well, guess what? I got a newsflash for you. They're going to do it either way. So grow some and subpoena both these people, because now after what we've heard from Meadows and from McCarthy in his own words, that's a big part of the case, I think, you're leaving out.
You know, you really hit the nail on the head on two things right there. One of them, I want to get back to Pence for a moment. you know, I'm saying, well, Pence showed some spine. Well, he didn't show a lot of spine early because he was considering obeying Trump. And he talked to Dan Quayle. Now, Dan Quayle was the vice president under George H.W. Bush, and he had the reputation of being very dumb. I don't think he was dumb. I think he put on a dumb, you know, demeanor to somehow ingratiate himself. But he's the guy who said, he spoke to the United Negro College Fund. That's the name of a respected fund that raises money for historically African black colleges and universities. And their motto is, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's their motto. So he was told to get up and say, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And he is no kidding. He gets up and he says, it's a terrible thing to lose your mind. And so everybody thought he's an idiot, and maybe he is, but Pence somehow talked to him, and Quayle, to his credit, said, are you crazy? You can't do that, and talked Pence out of it. So Dick is absolutely correct that that attenuates Pence's so-called bravery. On the other hand, it took a fair amount of guts the day of. If there's a gallows there, and I'm there with my wife and daughters and mom, I mean, and there's a gallows, and these thugs are going through shouting, hang Mike Pence, where's Mike Pence? He showed some spine that day. And I'm not saying I want him as president. All I'm saying is that we need people like him. Well, and we need people like Liz Cheney is what we need. But any manifestation of standing up to Trump is welcome. And Dick's other point is exactly right. And I got news for the Democrats. They're going to do it anyway. If Kevin McCarthy gets in there, he's going to disband the January 6th commission. He's going to get rid of all the subpoenas, withdraw them so there's no criminal prosecution for having blown them off. Then he'll have a Hunter Biden commission and a Joe Biden commission, and they'll vote to impeach Joe Biden. They'll vote to impeach Joe Biden. That won't clear the Senate. There's not two-thirds in the Senate. That's 67 votes. They will not clear the Senate, but they will gum up our government big time till 2024. That is what on the horizon, and people have got to understand that they're not going to, you know, somehow get a pass if they are nice, quote, nice to them right now. You can't be nice to people like that. You can't be nice to Putin. If you're not, Ron Johnson, guy goes to Moscow, Russia on 4th of July, has secret meetings. You're going to what? Negotiate about what? Russia? You know, I mean, with Kevin McCarthy, what? With Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene? And Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, and people like Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz under investigation for trafficking and shooting his mouth off. You're going to negotiate with these people? Give me a break. Yeah, they're going to do their worst. And let's say they subpoena. We subpoena Kevin McCarthy and Meadows. We should do it right away. So they subpoena Nancy Pelosi. She's a tough cookie. She sits there. She's not going to put up with anything. She has nothing to hide. She has nothing to hide. Adam Schiff has nothing to hide. Kevin McCarthy says he's going to throw Adam Schiff off of committees in the Congress because he doesn't like him. Well, he's too articulate. That's why he'll throw off Jamie Raskin. He'll throw off all our big guns. That's what he's going to do. Okay, because we throw off Marjorie Taylor Greene for threatening to kill Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. Marjorie Taylor Greene should have gone to prison for that. Threatening people like that is a felony. She snuck out of it somehow. I don't know how she snuck out of it. So this is apples and oranges. Go, bring it on. The other thing is, if McCarthy tries that kind of stuff, at some point, the American people don't put up with that. Anyway, we're coming to a break. The lines are live. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.